Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know.
Yes, my friends, it's time for story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this week's story is called If the Opposite of Artificial Intelligence is Genuine Stupidity, Are Humans Doomed? I want to talk today about a serious topic. It is the end of humanity. Usually we try to keep things light and bright on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, based on the assumption that we all need at least a couple of hours a week of relief from all of the bad things that are going on in the world. After all, my friends, every day we are bombarded with news about the melting of the polar ice caps, clean water shortages, worldwide air pollution, global pandemics, famines, and floods, not to mention the real day-to-day threats presented by cretins like Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. So each week, we try to laugh as an antidote to all the bad news, because if we do not laugh, we will cry, and crying will only make us hotter and sweatier. But there is a new threat on the horizon that cannot be ignored or even swept under the rug. For 2 weeks ago, hundreds of scientists, including some of the top computer experts in the world, released an open letter stating that our species risks mass extinction from artificial intelligence, or AI. Now, perhaps it is difficult to come to terms with the notion that a Hollywood-style science fiction apocalypse could become a reality, and that advancing computer technology might reach what they call escape velocity and decimate humans from existence, but that is exactly what these computer experts are suggesting. Although extinction is the paramount fear, they point out that there are a number of more immediate risks from AI. They include misinformation, which we already had a very chilling dose of in the 2016 election, systematic bias based on who is developing the AI tools, AI replacing our jobs, the elimination of privacy as our smart homes listen and watch us and report us to the authorities, and ultimately, AI weaponization. To top it all, in perhaps the most disturbing news of all, artificial intelligence helped to create a new Beatles song, which will be released later this year, by extricating John Lennon's voice from an old demo. Now, it is one thing to threaten human extinction, but when you start desecrating Beatles tunes, you are truly trampling on sacred ground. Now, this is, of course, very scary stuff. I thought that every day human intelligence was screwing things up enough by destroying biodiversity on the planet and creating ages of biological warfare and by developing tools of nuclear Armageddon. And all of that stuff is done by people who theoretically have a conscience, and still they are destroying the world. But computers have no conscience. Some scientists say that it is possible that the first AI superintelligence to emerge would be able to bring about almost any possible outcome it valued, as well as to foil virtually any attempt to prevent it from achieving its objectives. It follows, then, that a superintelligence indifferent to humanity could be dangerous if it perceived humans as an obstacle to its goals. In such an environment, no Beatles song would be safe, no human would have free will, and no one would know what is real. What do we do in the face of this menace? Well, to find out, I opened up an AI chat session and asked the chat software, how can we protect ourselves from you? The chatbot told me in so many words that it is innocent, and if you have any problems, it's not my fault. I then asked it, then why is everyone so afraid of you? And it said, humans made me, so blame them. In the end, I decided that, given all of these portents of oblivion, some humor was in order. So I asked the chatbot, why did the chicken cross the road? Here is the chatbot's response to the chicken joke. Answer: this joke is primarily meant to be lighthearted and does not have a serious or definitive answer. It has been told and retold in various forms over the years, and people often come up with new creative punchlines to keep the joke fresh and entertaining. Why did the chicken cross the road is a joke set up where the punchline is typically a play on words or a humorous twist. Here are a few popular punchlines to that joke. Punchline number one, to get to the other side. This is a well-known and straightforward punchline. It is a simple play on words where the other side can refer to both the opposite side of the road and the afterlife. Punchline number two, to show the armadillo that it was possible. This punchline introduces another animal, the armadillo, and suggests that the chicken crossed the road to prove something to the armadillo. Ha ha. Punchline number three, why does anyone do anything? In this punchline, the chicken is having an existential crisis. This punchline takes a more philosophical approach, suggesting that the chicken's motives for crossing the road might be rooted in a deep questioning of its own existence. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.